Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I, for one, am stoked.
I like when in doubt, I have a peanut butter and jelly snack.
I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people.
What is the reason for this?
You're my favorite person!
Who wants to cut it? I don't need this shit.
Let's go!
Thought I'd start with a little Mitch McConnell impression. Boom! 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 Let's go!
Let's go!
Now listen. Good morning. I think during the countdown, Vic. During the countdown, I had two thoughts. One was I wanted to do a bit where I start off by not saying anything. And then I say, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. Because last week, I talked some shit on Sparks. And people jumped down my throat. They kicked me in the ass on the comments. They said, how dare you? So I'm like, I was going to do a whole bit about, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
They are fucking,
you don't want to hear what I have to say? That's fine with me. I'll rest my voice. Lord knows I used it last night. Then, now that's at 5 of the countdown. That's at 5. 3 of the countdown. And before the countdown, I thought, you know what? Let's not get into the Mitch McConnell thing. It's very dark. It's very disturbing. Very upsetting.
But well, then, don't you think that there's a coincidence? It's more of a coincidence that the alien thing came out and then he's freezing up.
He's clamming up. No, and then at 2, I go, fuck it. Let's go. I'm doing it.
Let's go.
But, I mean, basically because he's a, you know.
I caught up with Shadi
P.O.S.
at the car wash.
But, I mean, listen, really, honestly, somebody made this point. I'm not trying to be ageist here, but somebody online had this question, rhetorical question. Who here works with an 81-year-old at their job?
Oh, hell no.
Like, come on, folks. Let's put these people out to pasture. The poor bastard. Like, let them lie down. Let them go to some old folks' home.
You're blown.
That's pretty sad, though. Anyway. We are back, and in that sense, I want to say it is
I'm back again.
July 27th, 2023, Glendale, California, hot as a hell. And we have no guests today. We have cleared the slate because I just want to be with my Trinity, Doug and Vic.
Thanks for coming.
And the captain. And by the way, good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
What's up, everybody?
I didn't say. Oh, good morning, Vic.
What's up, everybody?
And I wanted to do this. I talked to Vic and Matt. Vic and Doug about this. I said, I think we should have a little salute to the captain, right now. Salute to the captain, Doug. Anything?
Yes.
No music for this.
Here we go. I got it.
Salute to the because Mr. Carlin, Captain himself, has had a tremendous summer of booking guests. I mean, listen, Matt, give us a rundown of who we had on. We had the They Might Be Giants. We had Blake Mills, John Early, Bar Italia. Who am I missing? It's big
Mark
one.
Maron.
Mark Maron.
What's that? King Gizzard.
King Gizzard.
Natasha Leggero,
Moshe Kasher. It's been jam-packed.
The stuff behind the scenes too. He's doing like that hasn't even been
seen. Just wait
for
next month.
The fall is gonna be lit.
August will be lit too.
And need you think we are slowing down just because Vic and I are rocking out every night? That's not to be the case. Next week next week Doug's helming the show.
That's correct.
What do you have any announcements about that?
Well, yeah, we can say sure. It's confirmed.
Me and Dave England of Jackass fame will be co-hosting the show, and we will have a guest.
Not confirmed.
We're not gonna. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Just in case it falls through.
Then we'll have Matt. What's next on the agenda? Okay, walk us through the calendar. I did
couple
ask for that
surprises.
Chart, but it didn't come together.
Oh, we're posting it next week. We got it.
Couple of surprises.
Couple of surprises.
All I can say is,
we'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory.
You are going to be delighted with what we have in the can.
Pre-taped fun stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with where this is headed. Then I think we will have a legitimate off week.
Not even. No. We're going to run a best of.
That's enough. I mean,
well, we'll be on.
Yeah. Okay, because people write me and go, I didn't get a chance to watch the Blake Mills performance. I didn't see this. So much.
Sorry, I'm the wild.
I say we're going to curate a best of the summer. Best of the recent shows.
Our favorites. That's the context.
Thanks. Yeah.
Our favorites.
I, for one, smells good.
So we're going to run that, and then before you know it, we'll be back. So join patreon.com/officehourslive to make sure you don't miss any. And then, by the way, if you're a patron, when Vic and I are on the road, you don't think we're going to be jumping online and sharing exclusive videos, and we're going to try to schedule. We are going to. I shouldn't say try. There is no try. It's my Yoda. We are going to do a few, if not two, Zoom hangs. So all that means is it'll be like you're on a Zoom call with me and Vic. It's basically the show. From the bus or backstage or wherever the hell we are.
Always making content.
And I'm going to take a picture of Vic jumping off Niagara Falls.
in a barrel.
No
barrel?
No barrel. I have a behind the scenes coming out too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is a much requested video. I don't know. I mean, we can say kind of the deal. It's basically a rig rundown, a breakdown, a study of what it is that Doug does when it comes to the jingles, when it comes to the drops, when it comes to everything else.
Yep.
We're going to see, we're going to get into the nitty gritty. All right. And just to quickly say, of course, thank you to everybody that came out. L.A. was packed last night. It was a small venue, let's be honest. But Matt, has the band sounded better?
Never sounded better. And the mix was
maybe
superb.
My favorite show.
It was great. So it was lit. how about me remembering all my words?
You didn't have
for the
an
most
issue.
90%.
You had one mess up and then you just looked back and said, oh, whatever word was.
Yeah,
it was,
I felt so at ease. I could hear myself. The band was. We were incorporating new songs into the set that you've never heard. Some from other records that we haven't played live, and Maron, it was lit. That's all I can say.
The crowd was jumping up and down. We had a. If anybody knows who the very kind old man was.
Yes, I posted this on my Instagram. You can watch it. There was a kindly old gentleman. Almost looked like that southern gentleman.
I was thinking he looked a little like Pat Robertson in the
80s. He did look like Pat Robertson.
Yeah. He did.
Red shirt. You can see it on my Instagram. If we can find him, I want to extend my gratitude and give him
the words to Hot Piss.
A hat.
He's not afraid to sing them.
No. So make sure you're logged in to your Ticketmaster account or whatever. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
Go play that.
He's all by himself. He's by himself there.
Well, really, he's with a lot of people, though.
People say, I don't have anybody to go to the show with. I say, look at him.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going there. Watch his mouth.
There he is.
Look at that shimmy.
He's having so much fun.
Yeah, and so I say, Vic, you know this is like if you don't have somebody to go with, you're gonna make friends.
Who are you?
So Friday nights in Monterey, and then we're off and running all around. I showed the kids the route we're doing, and it's just go do it at home. Use your Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever, and look at the route. Bring up timheidecker.com/live. You see, it's a mess.
Are you guys on foot or
no? We got e-bikes.
Hell yeah.
All right. I'm in the car wash. Yeah. Let's take a call just to welcome the crowd, and then we'll get into it. Let's get after it.
That's a great idea.
Daniel
needs some advice.
All right, Daniel. Daniel, my brother, you know I'm going to do it. You are older than me. Do you still feel the pain? Oh, this guy again?
How's it going, guys? Sorry, Tim.
He's a great caller.
He's a human drop machine.
I just need some advice. I'm not feeling very droppy today, guys. Oh.
What's the matter? You got lost your painting job because you called your boss the C word? Is that what happened last time?
I didn't lose my painting job, idiot. I've started my own painting company. Look at this house I'm painting right now.
Beauty.
Oh. Yeah.
Or what's Thank the advice you. You need?
I'm just going through a long-term breakup from a long-term relationship.
Oh. I'm trying to care about this.
Where's the who cares?
I'm sorry.
How long?
No,
how
that's
long,
terrible.
How long was it?
The relationship was 5 years and the breakup is going on like a month and a half now.
Okay. Why is it going? Why is it taking so long?
Because it's a move out, breakup and losing the dog and
cut the dog in half.
That's a good idea.
It's
hard to find a place to live right now in Portland and everywhere. And I'm going to keep our spot and I'm not in any like...
So you kicked her out?
I'm not going to kick her out. I'm waiting for her to find a spot and she's having a hard time.
Who cheated on who?
Nobody cheated on anybody.
All right. He's so mad at me.
Nobody cheated on the relationship when it's course.
Yeah, it's true. It happens, right? And it's good that it now and not in, let's say, 20 years from now, right?
Yes, it's all very amicable, and I'm glad that we didn't have any kids or any marriages.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, bud. All I can tell you is, it gets better. It hurts. The hurt is real. The pain is real. It's not in your brain. It's physical. It's in your body. It's your body reacting to anxiety and stress, and it's natural, but it gets better.
Mom, you're my dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Why don't you see Tim? Yeah. Go see Tim.
Stop
live.
It! Promotional time is over. Okay.
I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone here.
I want to see if you guys, the Trinity, have any good breakup songs that you guys enjoy for some heartbreak.
Yeah, I do actually.
My whole album, what the Broken Hearted do, is all breakup songs.
This is my favorite.
Shit.
You should listen to that.
I got this one's my favorite.
Okay. What about this one? Hello, village idiot.
Jack, the idiot dunce.
Jack, the idiot dunce. No, you know what? I appreciate. I knew that you guys would be here for me. I knew that Tim would give me some good advice. And I know what to do. And it's just sad. We're not angry at each other, and there's no resentment or anger, and those are usually powerful feelings. So it's just pure sad.
Yeah.
But it's all for the best, and it's amicable. And here's to the next part of my life.
All right, brother. You be good.
Okay,
and,
brother.
Get back to painting that house. Don't take in too many fumes. What you getting?
Put on the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys Today album. The second half of the Beach Boys Today album is like all like sad songs. There's some breakup songs and stuff. And
no, don't listen to sad songs. Listen to this.
I want my baby back. Baby back. I want my baby back.
All right.
Chili's baby back. Oh, there he goes. I want my baby back.
Baby back. Oh, yeah, baby. He's got it.
Thanks, guys. Love yous.
All right.
Wow.
That was
beautiful.
I'd watch
a whole show of just him doing that.
I would love that.
Coming up with new dances.
Maybe with his shirt off.
I mean, why not? You could ask.
Don't give him ideas.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Speaking of sad, speaking of music, speaking of sad, speaking of music, Sinead O'Connor passed away. I kind of wasn't paying attention to her too much. I mean, I didn't get to see a documentary, but...
Goodbye, old friend.
Oh, God.
Jeez. I went on a little rabbit hole thing with her because I, of course, remember the SNL... live appearance where she tore the picture of the Pope. And now I kind of approach this conversation or topic as, let's just assume you don't know any of this shit, or you have a very cursory remembrance of this, but I remember it very vividly. And so if you're watching this, go, yeah, we know, we know all this. Pretend that you don't, or understand that I'm talking to people that don't know about this.
Younger people,
the millennials, the Zoomers. So I watched, I didn't watch The Rip, because I remember that all too well, and it was...
The Rip.
I mean, it's unbelievably shocking and brave and dangerous and beautiful, in my opinion, what she did. At the time, I'm 13 years old or 12, and I'm a Catholic. I'm just like, what the hell is this? That's my Pope.
Boom.
Hey! That's my Pope.
I was thinking, I got to go to church the next morning. She reminded me to go to bed.
Yeah. But looking back, it's like, oh my God, this was what a great thing to do. What a brave thing to do. I mean, she's way ahead of bringing attention to the abuses of the Catholic Church when it comes to actual sexual child abuse, not this manufactured, insane Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh nuttiness right now. Right? She's way ahead of that. Way ahead, and takes her up, and it begs the question, why the hell don't more people do this on that format, on the live format of Saturday Night Live? Come on, people.
Let's do it.
I demanded that one of the cast members pull down Donald Trump's pants when he was hosting that disgraceful decision of Lorne Michaels to have Trump host during the campaign season. But then, so that happens. If you're not around during that time, it's a controversy of all controversies. It's all they talked about. It was like Hunter Biden times 10, okay?
I don't like it.
And the next week, she is slated to appear at this 30th anniversary concert celebrating the career of Bob Dylan. You know, one of my friends. one of my favorite artists. So they have this big old gala at Madison Square Garden. They've got, you name it's there, Clapton, George Harrison, Tom Petty.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
No, Jeremy Renner wasn't there. And Sinead O'Connor's booked. Now, I can only imagine she was booked before the controversy. Maybe it was less than a week between the two things, but it was very soon after that. She was in the zeitgeist. I think... I would love more information on this. I could think she was must have been booked before the controversy. And they said, let's keep her on. So Kris Kristofferson comes out and introduces her gracefully, saying, you know, welcomed one of the great singer, great new artist. And this Sinead O'Connor, I don't know how old she was at the time, in her early mid-20s or something, I don't know. She's very young. And she had just had this massive success. She's at this place where she could take over music, you know? She's killing it. And she decides to do this, to make a statement about the abuses in the Catholic Church. So she comes out, and the crowd... First, you can watch that. We can put this on, Matt, because I'm just fascinated by this. At first,
Sinead O'Connor.
She's about to... listen to that. Does that make you sick, Vic?
Yes.
It makes me...
Dylan kind.
It breaks my heart. To this day, it breaks my heart.
Are they booing? Or are they going, woo, 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 woo?
And they're going, Bruce. No, Doug, you can hear it. There's about, I would say, about 40 to 60% of that audience booing.
I know, I'm kidding.
I know.
But is the Arsenio Hall era, maybe they're going, woo, woo.
They're booing, and they do not stop. And you can hear the band decide, let's start playing the song we're going to sing. You can hear this happening. And I'm sorry, this is going to give people the chills. And I know it's hot out, so maybe that's a good thing. But and she's taking it. She's taking the fucking beating right now. Does not, she's like, I mean, we know when we see the end of this clip that this is a devastating emotional experience for her, okay? So she's holding her ground right now. She's being strong. She's taking it. She understands why, to some degree, probably. But she tells the band, no, we're not fucking doing that. We're not playing the song. So they're going to play this song from Slow Train Coming. Look at this, Doug. You know who's in, and I say, and this will be controversial, we are hearing the boos of 5,000 to 7,000 future Trump voters right there. That's who's in that.
Those are boo boomers.
Yeah. And a Dylan. And look, stop.
Yeah, what's Bob doing?
So Chris comes out and he said, they've asked him about this. And Chris Christopherson, who I love Chris. I mean, I don't know what kind of guy he is, but I can tell what kind of guy he is right now by what he does here. Because apparently somebody off stage goes, go get her off the stage. Now, I don't know if they were saying that because they were worried that it was ruining the night or that they were worried for her safety or whatever, or she was refusing to sing the song. But what Chris does is he goes out and he whispers in her ear, don't let the bastards get you down. Be strong, you know? So keep going. And that, she obviously has her in-ear in, so it took her a second to register that. Oh my God. They still want to play that song. The band is like, come on, I got my charts up. Let's do it. Let's power through. She goes, no, stop. And she waits. At a Dylan concert, Vic, where they booed 20 years earlier because he plugged in a Stratocaster. People are fucking horrible.
Dylan fans are the biggest snowflakes on earth.
Yeah.
It's a dopes.
New York. Oh, you ripped up the fucking Pope. That's my Pope.
I got the audio of what Christopherson whispered.
Got a lot of podcasts coming this week.
So here's what she does. Now,
until the philosophy which holds one race superior and
takes it alive.
No, get fuck you. Why would you do that?
That's what Chris said.
Oh, we're moved on from the whisper.
Is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war.
Everywhere is war.
Until there's no longer first class or second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's
boo, they're booing this.
Is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. I've got to say war!
War!
Until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. I say war!
In that moment, Doug, she said, I don't know what that song is. Is that one of her songs? Is that like a
spot? I don't know.
It's a reggae dude.
Okay, sorry.
What's his name?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
Oh.
She, in that moment, I mean, she wasn't planning. Maybe she was. Maybe she had that in the back of her mind that, like, if this goes sour, I'm going to do this. But that she got that courage to go, this is my moment to do this. I'm going to express myself. Yeah. I'm going to wait, like, light years ahead of everybody on this stuff. And then finish this out because she says her piece, ironically.
Which holds all of us through child abuse, yeah. Child abuse, yeah. Subhuman bondage has been toppled, utterly destroyed. Everywhere is war.
How fucking punk is this? I don't like punk music. Wait, oh, that's it? No, there's a longer clip.
Oh, here he is.
That's all I got.
No.
But who's this, though?
You got to watch the full thing that I sent because Chris gives her a big hug.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, we can make
you
that.
You are not.
We'll watch the hug in the second half of the show.
But
you raised a good point, though, Vic. What is Bob doing?
That's Paul.
Bob's backstage.
Yeah, hopping out before.
What's all the hubbub up there? What's all the hubbub? What, Bruce here? I told you don't book Springsteen. I don't want him to pull focus.
And what was it? Wasn't it? It was like the 30th anniversary of him signing a contract.
Yeah, it was the 30th anniversary of his.
Why?
And if you want to see, that's the best part of that night.
Here's the hug if you want.
Okay, I do want to see the hug. Look at him. Oh my God, does that break you? Look at this. And she's fully, you know.
Is she gonna puke?
Well, she's very devastated by the moment. And look at him. Oh my God. How beautiful is that? And apparently they stayed friends and he really cared about her after that. So I don't know, is Kris Kristofferson still alive?
He's still acting, isn't he?
He's still touring.
I like that. I don't know his music. Well, he wrote
Me and Bobby McGee.
That's the only one I think I know.
I actually just saw him in a movie that was a blind spot for me. I never saw Scorsese's, I guess, second film, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, Matt?
No.
It's on Criterion right now. It's great. Of course. Of course it is. But it's funny because it's this, you know, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore is a story about this woman divorced with a kid, and they're trying to make it. She gets a job at a diner and is trying to, like, become a singer, but she kind of has to, like, take care of her kid. And it's a sweet movie, but it's Scorsese. So he's already got his moves. He's got his, like, swish truck shots, you know, like, kind of things. And he's, like, it's very dramatic, but it doesn't really fit the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Like, if you're watching, like, Goodfellas, it makes sense to be, like, trucking in.
Right, some action.
And this is, like, just trucking into her applying for a job.
Right.
But the other crazy thing about that is Alice Doesn't Live Here spawned the probably very mediocre sitcom Alice.
Shut up.
Yeah. So you watch this movie.
Wait, what?
Second half of the movie. Now, again, people might be at home going, like,
she's
duh.
She's working at the diner?
Yeah, with Mel.
Right.
And Flo.
And that guy?
Yeah, Mel.
That's Mel. Okay.
Kiss my grits. But in the second half of this movie, she gets a job at Mel's Diner. It's Vic Tayback, the Mel, who played the guy, you know, the white hat on and the white shirt. You could see a picture of him, but you'll immediately remember that shit. And it's the whole, somebody at one of these studios sees Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Hey, that's gonna make a good sitcom. It's very weird that it happened. But Kris Kristofferson's in that movie. He's very good. All right? City of the day. Anyways. Peace and love to Sinead O'Connor and her family. I think she's an absolute legend, a true hero for what she did. No kidding. All kidding aside. Do we agree? Consensus from the Trinity.
Agreed.
I agree.
Nothing compares to
give
her.
Me a picture of the fucking Pope already. I'll rip that. I'll fucking wipe my ass with it.
A printer or something?
The current Pope or the...
Current Pope's okay.
Get them all together.
Current Pope's okay.
Photoshop them all.
Wait, didn't the cool Pope quit?
Oh, yeah, the one people love.
Who's the Pope now?
No, current Pope is from Argentina. What's his name? Pope...
Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not his name.
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis.
That's his real name?
I'm more of a John Paul II guy.
That's JPT, JP2. That's who got ripped.
That's who got ripped, yeah.
He got ripped a new a-hole.
Here's your current pope.
There he is. Oh my god.
That looks fun. You want to watch a good movie, I believe, is on Netflix, The Two Popes, with Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. Maron. That is one of my favorites of the past several years. So good.
1, 2.
I watched Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Are you saying Oppenheimer or yes. Oppenheimer?
I said Oppenheimer.
You enjoy it?
You watch all of
You're interrupting your own ad.
I know. Here. I'm just planting a seed because I thought you wanted to talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. We went to, you know, all right, we'll talk about it after City of the Day. City of the Day is sponsored by...
Oh, shoot. I didn't update it.
Book on a Stick. No? Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you sick of reading books that are rectangular and unspectacular? And do ebooks make you want to dive face first into a porcupine hamper? Well, now there's Book on a Stick, the breathtaking new way to read a book. Book on a Stick books are round, which is unique, and the paper they use is nice and heavy so it won't flutter, flap, or flop. Plus, you only need one hand to hold it so you can flip a page with a flick of the wrist. Use your free hand to hug a pug, lug a mug, or plug a spud. Choose from up to 7 books from 5 different authors. Join the tens of satisfied customers today and get a Book on a Stick, available exclusively at Cracker Barrel Express. My name is Tim. My name is Tim, and I can't wait to hear this jingle. That's wonderful.
Cause I want to.
Don't read.
All right, Matt Knudsen will be supplying the City of the Day, but we've got to make it snappy because we have some VIPs on the line.
Okay.
Also. All right, let's go quick. Hello, Trinity. I love you guys.
Good morning.
Tim,
where are you
I'm
calling from?
My dad to see you tomorrow.
Oh, so you're going to Monterey.
I'm going to Monterey. I'm really excited. He doesn't really know much of what's going on, so it'll be a good little surprise.
I had a son and father. I had a father-son situation last night. I saw them after the show. The gentleman, a younger man with his dad older than me, I would say, but wearing a beautiful pork pie straw hat.
Oh, I met those guys.
Yeah, he was very. He loved the show.
Dad loved.
What should we wear? Should I get him in some nice?
Get him a pork pie hat. Straw hat, please, for all dads, please. All dads required to wear straw hats. Unless you have dads of adult sons, not dads who have young children. Dads of adult sons will be required to wear a straw pork pie hat at the Tim shows.
I'll try to pull that off. I might be able to do that. He's
go down to Gorin Brothers.
And a corncob pipe?
No. All right. Anything else I can do for you today? Because we've got a lot to get to.
Yes, so I was going to say, I have 2 free tickets to anybody who wants to hit me up to the San Luis Obispo show. Can't pull that one off.
So you're going to Monterey, but you bought tickets for San Luis Obispo as well?
Yeah, I live in Santa Cruz, and basically I thought we were going to make a weekend trip out of going to San Luis Obispo, but it's not going to work out.
Okay.
So.
Well, two free tickets. I got to watch my voice.
Somebody hit me up. I'll email them to you, QR code style or whatever. We'll
okay.
Be all good.
Anybody listening within the San Luis Obispo geographic location can contact, I don't know, Office Hours Live. Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Thank you for the offer.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys are the best. Love
you. Love you.
See you soon.
All right. Now, apparently, we have some VIP guests in the waiting room.
Yes. Our old pals, Jay Weingarten. And Matthew Golden, I believe, is here too with him. Jay, are you there? Jay and Matthew?
Hello. Yes, it is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, everybody.
What's happening,
man? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And then, actually, I have 2 other special guests joining me, and they're Pierce Campion and Brian Fittiment.
All right.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Officers Community. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Hey, good
Hi,
to see you. Friends of Jay, or how do we know you?
Yes. We're all friends. And
used to play volleyball actually, with Doug.
I know Pierce.
Mm-hmm. And I know Vic from Bethlehem.
Yes. How's it going, Pierce?
All right. Well, really? We could have done this as a private chat, I suppose, but we are broadcasting live.
I was in the New York Times audience. One time.
Pierce, where were you an intern?
I was an intern at ABSA.
Oh,
really? You were an intern for my company. Was I around those days and during those days?
I caught a glimpse of you once or twice.
Nice. Great. Well, anything else, Jay?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having us on the show.
Pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We're actually going on tour in a few days, and we wanted to talk to you about something that we're concerned about. Ticket sales right now are not going swimmingly for us.
It's a tough time.
As you mentioned, you know, no one really knows Pierce or I. I think that might be slightly affecting ticket sales, is that people don't know us at all, don't give a fuck about us, to be honest.
What do you guys do? Are you comedians?
Well, yeah. Yes. I'm a fan, yeah.
All right.
And yeah, I think one of the concerns we have is, and why we wanted to discuss something with you, is what's challenging for us. I mean, let's be honest, like our comedy is weird.
Uh-huh.
And I think, yeah, we're all inspired by you heavily, you know,
by this is weird.
You and other weirdos. Like,
remember my note about Zoom, drops during Zoom. Sorry. Thank you.
This shit is weird.
We're inspired by you, you know, guys like Paul F. Tompkins, Bo Burnham,
Nick Schwartz, and Big Leah.
Uh-huh.
Mr. And the old shows that you used to do on Adult Swim, like 12-Ounce Mouse.
Yeah, Ashley McGee.
We didn't have anything to do with those shows. Those were just on Adult Swim. But that's cool. I'm a big fan of those shows
Space
as well.
Space Ghost.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with me.
Gruel.
That guy stuck in internet.
Nope. But that's okay.
Well, all these shows. What shows that you disown.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Some people call me the father of modern comedy. But... how can I help?
You're kind of responsible for the low ticket sales in a way, right? Because we take inspiration from you, and the fact that our ticket sales aren't selling well, it kind of speaks to how you haven't really you're on the picket line and everything, but you're not really advocating for your acolytes.
Oh,
he's on the picket line, not the ticket line, though.
Well. I mean, just to push back a little bit, respectfully, I'm inviting you on the show here to promote the tour. So I don't know exactly how much more I can do. I mean, that's pretty literal. So the Collision Insurance for Comedy Tour, Visa 2143.
We got another big problem. Well, I'm trying to learn how to drive on tour.
Oh.
So we got a above 90% chance of me messing it up in some way because the highway does make me scared.
Oh yeah, well get somebody else.
$90 for collision insurance. Can you believe that?
Well, I would just suggest if you have there's you and Matthew Golden and Jay and then the two of you, I just have somebody else take the wheel. That's okay. I would learn to drive at a different time.
I just feel like part of the tour, part of traveling is like, you know, really feeling the wind in your hair and maybe even like having a groupie in the passenger seat.
That's not what it's about. I can assure you.
We're all single. We're really looking forward to the groupies, you know.
I wouldn't put focus on that. I would, if you meet some nice person, you get along and there's a physical attraction that's consensual and it feels appropriate. Of course, I'm not saying anybody should go out there and act like they're Pope Francis, you know what I mean? But have fun, have a good time. But I don't think the point of touring or the point of performing live, doing what you consider important to you, the art of comedy, should be about groupies or anything like that. I think that's a myopic view.
Don't you guys have girlfriends? Matt is single and he Pierce? Is ready to start Jay? Mingling.
Yeah, I think all three of us are in a committed relationship, but we...
You got me there.
It is just a rare opportunity, and I think our partners understand that.
I doubt they do.
About it.
Have you talked to them about it?
No, not explicitly.
Then
but
they don't.
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, let me push back on that, because it's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hopefully this will be the start of you doing this as a career. So don't look at this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The good, you know... Best case scenario, you go back out and keep touring and have a great success.
But. Yeah, we definitely, we're not feeling good about that though, just based on just crunching the numbers.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
That's,
well, What we can do is, again, say, how do people find the tour? Is that the QR code I'm seeing here?
We have two QR codes. One is for the collision insurance. Which
Which
one's which?
One is for the tickets. The other one's just a normal.
So I've got to go the collision insurance QR code. Again, we could really use that just so we can have some more fun on tour, because I don't know what you're talking about. I do want to learn how to drive. I'm not listening to you on that, unfortunately.
This right here is for the tickets. We've got Pittsburgh.
We've got Pittsburgh and Detroit.
We've got Boston.
All right, well, listen, a lot of people.
Good right now.
I know. A lot of people listen to the show. Is there a verbal way you can express how to get tickets? How do people find that? I don't think people understand.
There's a link tree, and the way it's expressed would be linktr.ee/travelingwithhumor.
Traveling with humor. Okay. Great.
That's the name of our.
What size venues are you playing? I mean, how many tickets are you hoping to sell at any particular venue?
Jay?
it's not selling quite like hotcakes necessarily, but we're hoping to sell
That's not the question.
Yeah, like what is the room size of one of the places you're playing?
Room size is about 100 to 200 people. So we would love to get that number in each of these cities.
On average, where do you think tickets are right now?
Depends on the city, you know. Yeah, New York, we're looking at
places.
Maybe more in the above 30 range.
Okay.
Different cities.
It seems like this kind of show that you're doing there's going to be a strong walk-up potential, as they say. That means people aren't buying tickets in advance. They assume that it's not going to sell out, so they'll go the night of.
Listen, people in Detroit and Pittsburgh could hang up posters for us.
I would reach out to the promoter and ask for that. But listen, when it's closed by saying this, you got to start somewhere. And if this is your first kind of big tour, you might not have. This is not the Beatles landing at the JFK situation. This is a band or an artist or a comedian working themselves up from the bottom. So you get 30 people in New York. Yep, I got it. We see it. Those 30 people are going to tell their friends. So the next time you come back, you get 60, and then you get 90, and then it grows exponentially. All right, Jay, anything else?
Okay, yeah, no, we just really wanted to kind of pick your brain about that issue. But I think you covered it thoroughly. Thank you.
Right,
thank
and you one more much. Piece of advice. As comedians, if you're going to do promo for your tour, do radio or TV or, you know, appear on podcasts and stuff, I wouldn't focus on the negative. I would try to bring what's funny about you to the interview. Right.
Yeah, so, we also don't know each other very well, so I'm nervous about, you know, just the chemistry kind of falling apart after a while.
to point out what my point, you're making my point, is don't focus in the interview that we're doing here. Don't focus so much on the negative. Don't bring up the things that are worrying you.
And Matthew isn't here, so I'm also like...
We're kind of worried about Matthew.
Again, you're not listening. If you see me as an inspiration, please take my advice. You don't have to, but it's suggested you do.
This is what Matthew sent to us. Like, can you imagine getting this from Vic or Doug on the day of?
Okay, it's upside down. It's backwards.
It says, "Guys, I'm sorry, but
there's
nothing
I can do about that."
What does he say there? I'm sorry, but I don't think I can make it at all to the call today. Think you can use your
keen wit
without me?
Apparently not. I have to say, I have to be a little rude here. I have to say, my advice one more time. Stop interrupting me. Please don't. Use the opportunity to do press, speak about your tour, to show the best side of you guys. And what you've been doing is demonstrate fear and weakness, and also have not been showing your humor, showing the talents that you must have if you want to do this. So, Jay, that's my advice, and the other two gentlemen, some intern and some other guy, I can't remember their names. God bless you, though.
Have a good life.
And go check out Jay and his friends on tour. I will say... in all seriousness, Jay, of course, and Matthew. I don't know these two clowns, but...
You know Pierce.
Bye forever.
He makes really good documentaries.
Oh, yes. Denny's. The Civil War?
You didn't do a Civil War.
You did the Civil War? That's Ken Burns. Sorry.
Yeah, no. You did a Denny's doc, right?
That's Xavier Rotnovsky. It's been so excellent to talk to you guys. And
it's been a pleasure. I can't imagine more of a dream meeting than a way to meet you guys.
There you go.
Check out the Denny's documentary on Vimeo by my friend Xavier.
Okay, good.
Okay, there it is.
Good luck, Jay, and everybody in Cameron or whatever the hell who it is.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
Pierce.
He does look familiar now that
yeah,
you know
Pierce. Yeah, you know Pierce.
It sounds like you're gonna say something.
He's definitely not one of my peers.
Jay, okay, and I it sounded like
Jay. Final thought
it
from you, Jay.
Like, well, it just sounded like you were about to get to something somewhat positive. I mean, sometimes you use constructive criticism, but then you kind of
oh yes. Oh well, Matt and I saw you and Jay did a show in L.A. at the Elysian Theater, and it was delightfully insane, and I loved it. And Jay, you are just one of my favorite comedians. So, that's pure full stop. Period.
Brian
Jay
and
Weingarten, one of my favorite
Jay
comedians.
See us perform.
Yeah, and you know, there's some opening acts too that you can check out if you get there on time. All right.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're gonna take your advice and try to be funnier with our promo. And yeah, we truly appreciate you having us on. Thank you so much, man, to all of you.
All right, take care, Jay. Good, safe travels, and don't and have someone drive with experience. I'm worried about you.
See you guys.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
Anybody on the hotline, Matt? I don't think we've been promoting. Okay.
We do have some. I believe there's a bone picker on the line. Let's
finally,
go over there. Jose on the hotline. Got a bone pick, do you? You're live on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say something real quick. I didn't listen to the second half of the show last week. Or was it last week with Natasha Leggero?
Yeah.
But she mentioned about Frank Zappa inventing the wah-wah pedal. And you guys dismissed it. Did you guys ever touch back on that?
We didn't dismiss it.
I looked it up. He did not.
We clarified it quickly.
I
think Matt
version of one or something.
Matt immediately said that.
I didn't hear that part. But yeah, he was the first to record with the wah-wah.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Somebody had to be.
And he introduced Jimi Hendrix. He introduced Jimi Hendrix to the wah-wah for the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something.
Let's go.
I wonder how that happened. You know, like Zappa's like, Jimmy, I got this thing you got to see. Go on to do lunch? Or like, how does he
that's cool, man.
Your life?
Oh, man,
everybody,
that's cool.
Everybody was showing Jimmy new. Everybody was showing Jimmy new pedals at that time.
You know what's funny in the Get Back documentary? Excuse me. In the Get Back documentary, George Harrison gets a wah-wah pedal. You know about this? And the first like week of that recording, it's nothing but wah on everything. It's him wahing on everything. And you could tell there must have been a side chat with Paul being like, hey, maybe a little less wah. I think it's a little much. Or George said, this isn't working. But everything had wah. And then when you hear the records, there's none of it. Except maybe a little bit on Across the Universe or something. Wah-wah, yeah. And then,
hey, Tim, I have a request real quick.
Go ahead.
I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, and I don't have tickets to your show right now. Because
explain that.
I can't really afford it. I was wondering if I could get on your list for that show.
Yes.
Well, there's a plus one. Thank God I'm a country boy.
What'd you say?
He wants a plus one.
Yes, the answer is yes.
With my wife.
Yes, you can get on the list.
What's your name and city
Tim,
again, sir?
Sweet. It's Jose, and I'm in Birmingham, Alabama.
You have a last name?
You need to. Why don't you message Matt the last name
sorry.
If you remain
he's
anonymous?
On the hotline, so.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's Rosales, Rosales.
Well, then someone's just going to show up early and say, yeah, I'm Jose Rosales.
Oh,
plus one.
Now what?
And then the real Jose shows up, and we go, no way, Jose.
We got a Spartacus situation. I am Jose.
Well, thank you, Tim.
All right.
Thank you, Tim. You're a sweet guy. I love you. I can't wait to see you next week.
Honesty is the best policy. Don't show up saying you're Jose. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
I mean, you can.
They'll say no way, Jose, if you try that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to, I don't even know what to say because anything I tell you is going to be publicly understood to be the way to get the actual Jose tickets.
Oh, give him like a code word.
Yeah, but... Matt.
Well, they usually don't they check your driver's license?
That's a good point.
Oh, now people got time to make that fake ID. It's quite cheaper than the tickets.
Can you imagine?
The ID costs more than the tickets.
Great name, so I'm okay with it.
All right, buddy. I'll see you in Birmingham. What's the temperature out there in Birmingham right now?
Naya.
100.
Ah, come on.
100 what?
100. So.
What was 100 yesterday?
Get ready for some swamp ass.
Swamp ass. I'm going to get so much of a rash between my thighs.
Oh, it's the worst. Is there a word for that?
Get some talcum powder.
Three, four,
Right. Tim, were you playing at that Bottle Tree Theater or whatever?
Hell no.
Is that what it's called?
I don't remember.
Saturn.
The Saturn.
Great venue.
1, 2, 3.
That's the backstage I'm looking forward to, Vic. Where do you see this backstage? Mm. It's a whole loft apartment they have.
For real?
Yeah, bunk beds and record players and games and shit. It's really nice.
A record player in the back.
Bunk beds.
Yeah, what's with the bunks about?
Take a snooze. Multiple band members can snooze. Take a nap.
Okay.
Is it better than the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee?
It's on par. It's actually nicer.
Okay.
I hate to say it. All right, Doug, quickly, Oppenheimer review.
Well, it was, I don't know. Look, the first hour was annoying. I was like, what is this movie about?
What?
It's like watching a trailer for 3 hours. Not wall-to-wall music, emotional. I mean, that's his thing, right? That's what that director does.
What kind of music is it? I don't think I've
It's just scoring.
Hans Zimmer.
It's nonstop score, wall-to-wall, 3 hours.
So that's funny. The Red Letter Media guys did a review. They loved it, but they also had that note about the music.
Yeah, and it was a lot of more characters than a Robert Altman movie. Every 5 seconds is like, well, this person, and then that, and then the jumping all over the place. But ultimately, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, Matt, thoughts?
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I agree with Matt's dad about it.
Isn't that what you want from a movie?
I do. I found it a little confusing. I get confused by confusing. His movies.
Yes, there's a lot of
gallop of information.
There's a lot. Oh, nice word. There's a lot of overlapping timelines and playing.
I get
with,
kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see it again.
I would watch it. You know, my only criticism. I love Christopher Nolan. I love Batman. I watch those Dark Knight movies all the time. I loved Dunkirk. Dunkirk I saw twice in the movie theaters. That's a perfect movie. I watched The Prestige recently again.
I love that. That's a great movie. I saw that back in the day.
So I love him, and I liked this movie a lot. I don't think it's like my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. I thought Robert Downey Jr. was fucking great.
That was him for like the first hour.
How great was it just to see Robert Downey Jr. in a good, great part?
I'll tell you, I loved when he was being obsequious to Oppenheimer. And sort of kowtow, or when but then when it turned, I was like,
a little
spoiler alert,
too bad. Yeah,
it was like a little too much. I was like looking for the earpiece in his ear.
You know what me and my friends did when we went to the movie? We dressed up. We wore the goggles the hats and the
scenes were incredible.
Gray and white suit.
The nuclear scenes were incredible.
Yeah,
I could have used more nuclear scenes. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to not laugh when you see Albert Einstein come on.
Dude, that was hilarious. But it's like, what are you gonna do?
You gotta show Al. What are you going to do? You're going to ignore
it? I just walks up like...
I didn't think... what was my negative? Did I say what my negative, my problem with it was? Oh, I know what it was. We made an effort. Our mutual friend Alyssa really wanted to see it on IMAX and in 70 millimeter, which is the way it was filmed, the way it was shot. So there's not a lot of those, but the classic Mann's Chinese Theater, now it's TCL Chinese Theater, the classic Hollywood Boulevard with the hands and stuff, they have, that's where you can see it that way. So we're like, last week, we're like, let's get tickets for this weekend. Nothing's available. Sold out. First thing they have is Monday morning at 10 a.m. We go, okay, I'm not doing shit Monday morning. I'm on strike. I'm not working. I got nothing going on. I'm just packing for tour. We all go. We get tickets for Monday morning at 10 a.m. And it was the coolest thing. The place was sold out. Right, Matt?
Packed.
It was packed. And that's a 500-seat theater or something. I don't know how many seats there are there, but it's a big theater. Vic, Monday morning.
Monday.
At 10 a.m.
Monday.
I'm forced by law to get a hot dog and peanut M&M's. What am I going to do? Wait till noon and then get...
Do they offer
Did you get the Bavarian Legend?
Oh, yeah. The Bavarian Legend. I know what you're talking about. It's that big pretzel. Yeah. They didn't have that as an offering. But so that move, that was impressive. That was cool to see.
Carmen Christopher was there with no shirt on.
I didn't think it was the, I didn't think it was one of those things
did
we
it
had
bomb?
To see it in.
Did that movie bomb?
It was a bomb.
I don't think it's one of those movies that needed to be seen in IMAX. It was mostly people in rooms talking.
It was essentially a courtroom drama.
Yeah,
really.
And there are, I mean, there's the big bomb, but I mean, who gives a shit? You can see
also,
that.
This is kind of a spoiler, but the whole drama about him being sort of like losing his...
clearance.
His security clearance. Like...
So what?
I looked him up. It was like he went on to be successfully... It's not like
but his integrity
was
exiled was
and canceled for the rest of his life or something. A bit trumped up, that drama.
Played up for a movie.
Right.
Overall, you got to see it. You got to be part of the, you know, I'm not seeing Barbie, whatever.
I could have used a little more sex scenes.
Ayo.
Oh.
Well, I got that Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh.
I love watching naked scientists.
Florence Pugh's just sitting around nude in that movie.
That was
just
wild.
Just sitting, yeah, that's a
little gratuitous.
Do we
but
need
I was,
her
I
mean, to be sitting around
I'm not going
to
be all prudish about it.
So was he.
Yeah, but you didn't see his dong.
No way.
No way.
In real life, they would do that?
I want to see that 70 millimeter.
I mean, I think he was a womanizer in real life. Cheated on his wives and
anyway, let's take a call. Maybe somebody else has a distinguished opinion about this.
Where'd my hand?
I do want to tell you.
I guess my point is, I'm surprised it's the big phenomenon that it is because I'm watching it like, this is for the masses? Like, this doesn't seem
well,
like...
people want to seem smart, you know? They want to be like, oh, very educated. I went to see Oppenheimer this weekend. Yeah, I'm going to the museum tomorrow. Going to the art museum.
Does it take like political slants? Like
Vic,
Oliver,
just look it up.
Like Oliver, what's his name? The JFK?
Stone?
Yeah, Oliver
well,
Stone.
No, it's about like sort that. Of the...
Well, Oppenheimer was very... After the bomb dropped, he became very outspoken against...
It doesn't even really get into that.
Well, it gets into his... He was toying around with the communists.
Yeah.
At the time, you have to remember that the communists were allies of ours. The USSR was an ally of ours in the war. And communism didn't have quite the stigma that it had during the Cold War. So you had in the 20s and the 30s a lot of union labor, a lot of people organizing and being... What was that?
It was an accident, but I got laughs.
It worked.
Well, whatever. Hey, you know what? There's lots of ways to get a laugh.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Aaron. Errol.
Think
Aaron
again, is, sunshine.
One of my new favorite callers. Aaron always has something nice to say. Take it away, Aaron.
Hello.
Hope you don't feel pressure.
I don't want to interrupt the silence.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
hi. Really looking forward to the tour. I have a quick sort of silly baseball question for you, Tim.
Great.
Are you following the Dodgers this year?
I am, yes. I wasn't dialed quite in early. It was a little hard because there's a bunch of new players. And now I'm trying to watch most of the games.
What do you think of Kike Hernandez coming back?
Oh, exciting. Exciting news. I loved Kike. Who was the other guy? It was Kike and another guy that both got traded at the same time. They were kind of a duo.
Justin Turner, maybe?
No. He stayed on for years after. The guy that wore the pearls. Oh, Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson.
I did actually have a question about him and Justin Turner, though.
Okay.
On the Red Sox this season, they did this like celebration thing that nobody else did where they would do like a crotch bump.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And I was just going to ask if that was like a Dodgers thing or if that was just something.
Well, the Dodgers now have a new tradition. Have you seen the new tradition?
I don't think I have.
When they get extra bases, if somebody gets extra bases, Doug, they get to second, they do this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And everybody does it.
The crotch
like
bump
that.
Sounds kind of cool, though, because I'm assuming they're wearing jock straps, so it'll, like, clank, right?
A cup.
Yeah, a cup. Yeah. You got a cup on.
Was it metal?
Like just the two of them had it.
They're metal and plastic, I think.
It sounds like it's not like a typical Dodgers thing. So
two nights ago, the Dodgers playing the Blue Jays. They were down 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth. They tied it in the ninth with a couple of errors and little small ball moves. Tied it, and then won in extra innings. It was very exciting. Thank you for the call. Nobody wants to hear me talk about baseball.
Hey, Tim, do you want any pizza?
Except you.
One person.
We love Pizza Hut so much.
Who else we got? A lot of my hand raisers disappeared.
I panicked the other night. I had a little panic attack the other night. I'll tell you why. At the last minute on Tuesday, I called into Sharpling's show, the best show, sister podcast of ours, brother podcast. And you can listen to it. It was a very fun, silly chat with Tom. We got into a bunch of stuff, one of which I was calling to promote the tour, and I had this bit, very quickly wrote this little bit where the band and I were going to learn a new rock opera for every show, Doug.
Yeah.
So
that'd be a lot of work.
It'd be a lot of work. It's you know, where did I, I'll tell you the, you know, we got Tommy, Jesus Christ Superstar, Hair, The Wall, Quadrophenia, Kilroy Was Here by Styx, fucking Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. These are also concept albums. And every night we'd be doing a new one, Lou Reed's Berlin, American Idiot, and the joke, of course, being that that's a idiotic thing to do, and we were sort of under, in the weeds, learning all these songs, and I'm like buried to my eyes in charts. And in the course of that, I said, you know, Vic's not a very good keyboard player, and he's very stressed out. And then Tom goes on, and Tom kind of loves goofing on you.
Yeah, he does.
He's like you're his big brother or something. Noogies and stuff. But he's, Tom went in on you saying something like, oh, Vic is going to, I can't wait to see Vic on tour again. I'm like, yeah, tune into Instagram to watch him fall down some stairs. And Tom said, you're going to get COVID 4 times on the road. And I said, you're going to get double COVID, a new variant.
Where does the panic attack come in?
Well, I do it. And I kind of like, when I said Vic wasn't a very good keyboard player, I kind of instantly felt like, that wasn't nice to say. But it was in the context of Vic being like, buried in sheet music.
Right, you know? Right. But there's and a little truth to
there's
everything.
A truth to like the fact that compared to Connor and Ellie and Josh, who are like hardcore session player musicians, you're like me. Like we can play, we can handle it.
And piano's not
but
my
you're
main
not a virtuoso.
He went to college. Yeah.
I know.
I'm a guitarist.
But anyway.
I play piano like a guitar.
We have a group chat for the band and everybody, and about 20 minutes after the call, Vic texts, wow. That's it.
And then I
go, oh, I said, did you listen to the best show? Nothing.
Wow.
And I start, my mind goes crazy. I start thinking,
wow.
Oh, no. Did Vic, was he listening? Because you listen occasionally. You listen to that show.
Of course, I love it. Yeah.
And,
but I hadn't listened, actually.
And I don't want to panic, but I'm you know how your brain just goes through all these scenarios that are never going to happen? Oh, I really hurt his feelings somehow. And
he's quitting the tour.
He's out.
That's it.
He goes, fuck you, you know? I'm like, shit.
Yeah, why
no warning, you know? Like, yeah.
Why do they want to see a shitty player, you know?
Finally lashed out at me. Finally, so everyone always writes, they said, one of these days Vic is going to jump over that table and kill me. But
dump my coffee over your head.
Yeah. I'm going to get slapped in the back of the head, but. And then the next morning I wrote him, said something to the effect of, hey, did you watch something that, you know, nothing.
Nothing.
I, ladies and gentlemen, gave him a ring.
And that freaked me out.
Oh, when you see someone calling.
Like, you get that call. You don't want that call.
You never want to get a call.
You don't want that call.
I think someone is dead.
Yep. Hey, man, can you talk for a sec? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Text me the headline, then we can talk about it.
Right.
What am I getting into here?
Right.
So I just said, hey, I just want to make sure we're cool. I was goofing on, and you, what did you say?
There.
Like, oh, I don't give a shit. And also, I didn't hear it, and doesn't
don't ever hear it.
No.
Don't ever listen. No. It was pretty harmless, but for some reason.
Why did you say wow? Yeah, why did you just text him wow?
It was in response to JP or somebody saying something about the tour that's like, wasn't really important to me or whatever. I don't know. Just like, wow, just as a joke or whatever.
So just be, first of all, lesson is, you
and
know,
then I went to bed, I think, is what lesson, it was.
Lesson one is don't leave anyone hanging on a text thread if you can.
That's
try to wrap
difficult.
Things up.
Because
with text thread, sometimes it feels like somebody just went like, just walked away.
Oh, I hate when people do that, but I do it to people, you know, accidentally. I've given people more, you know, the benefit.
Second is, you know, to me is try to be more considerate when doing bits. But I felt safe doing it. I felt safe.
It doesn't. Yeah,
it didn't feel bad at the time, but then it was just my you know anxiety brain.
No, but I think I learned something new about you. That's very sweet. Like that you like have these like. Because you can.
Well, that's what Marilyn. Well, that my wife said.
That's a good sign that Tim is not a sociopath.
That's exactly what Marilyn said. I told Marilyn about it. She was like, "That just means that you're a good person because you worried about that.
You cared.
Yeah, I worry about that stuff all the time.
Right.
Like hurting someone's feelings or something.
Unless you were worried I was going to quit, and then you'd have to quick find another keyboard player, and that would be a pain in the ass to do.
Yeah.
Have them learn all the songs.
That's the real scare.
No, I thought that was really sweet.
Should we check out Doug's rap and then take a break?
Yes. That's a great idea. Doug, you want to set this up in any form?
Well, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I do these little rap things.
How do people follow you on Instagram?
You call them poems, at Doug Pound with two G's. And I was in Greece, and I took pictures of like buildings that I thought had funny names on them, and I did. This is not the remix, you know. You'll probably see the remix next week, but okay. I don't know. Just play it.
All right. Well, we'll play it. Take a break. Be back with the second half of the show. Join patreon.com/officehourslive to make sure you don't miss one second of the Office Hours Live experience.
The squirrels are too hot.
Take two.
If the squirrels are too hot, I'll help them. Because if I don't, the sun is gonna
melt them.
When Rosie runs away, Vic is panic-stricken.
I like the yummy food at Magic Kitchen.
You think my beets are too fat? Heck no, Slim.
I'm making tracks at the techno gym.
Take my squad to court, she'll doubt your case.
Because Judge Judy knows we bout new bass.
My biters are hungry, but they starve hardest.
When they get a nibble, they head to Barf Market. The copy club gets crippled.
And they dribble at my riddles, but they're jealous of my scribbles.
And not just a little.
My drops are perfect and my vowels are choice.
Contrarian nerds sound like a bowel of noise.
They think their shit don't stink like cologne colonics. But when they see my new rap,
they become a phonaholic.
Rap Karens get massacred when they beef with my vernacular. So I call the janitor.
When they speak to beach managers. See you tomorrow, pubis.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.
Just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I fucking shit my pants. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Yeah.
Been a while? I'm good twice a year for that.